Good morning. It's 8:15 a.m. on Monday, July the 6th, 2020. It is already 70 degrees. We're looking for another 90 plus day here, I think. Shade feels good. The ambient of 70 is not bad, but the sun on top of it is pretty brutal. So yeah, the last few days have not been conducive to walking and talking. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about today. I have a lot of stuff going on in my head, and none of it I want to talk about. I have therapy in 45 minutes. I'll talk about a lot of it there. I got 20 minutes to get home, 40 minutes before I have to be online. It should be enough for me to get a second cup of coffee. Sleep has been a big problem. I think that's probably the biggest problem. I think that's the root cause of much of my current distress. Ignoring the current state of the world. My growing concern that we haven't really even begun yet in terms of catastrophes. So if you're not on watching Golden Age of Solar Clipper, the Facebook group, you probably missed Nathaniel Parkinson's title. He wrote to me on Facebook the other day. Sunday. He friended me a little while ago and then sent me a message yesterday about how he admired my writing, but he found it somewhat problematic that ex-military with Pixies was the cornerstone of The Wizard's Butler. Because in 2012, he'd written Ex-Military with Pixies. And while his butler was a bodyguard. Good morning. Basically, his character was Renfrew with Pixies. Renfrew is the character who looks after Nosferatu. Count Dracula. I think it's Dracula. He's the guy. Renfrew is the guy who does the bidding of the all-powerful vampire, who has to sleep during the day. And so Renfrew is the character who does the daily bidding. And while the jibe was somewhat tongue-in-cheek, it's like, that's pretty interesting. I didn't copy yours because it has a vampire in it. I wouldn't have read it anyway. It was published in 2012, and that was well before, that was actually the year I went full time. 8 years ago. And I didn't read vampires then. I didn't read novellas then, and this is a novella. We had a nice conversation. He was just yanking my chain a little bit, which I appreciate. And I posted a link to it on the Facebook group. And he joined the Facebook group. So we'll see how it works out. I don't know. His book was in 1.5 million category. He had a sales rank of 1.5 million plus when I first put it up. And at one point, it was as high as 75,000. It's probably dropped back down to under 100,000 now, but you know, you got 2 or 3 sales out of it. Covers. That's problematic. So yeah, sleep. Sleep is a problem. Sleep has been an issue for some time. As much as a week. I think it's been at least a week since I've had a decent night's sleep. The other day when I posted the placekeeper for placeholder for the blog on the blog. I was fighting something in my sleep, and I don't know what, but I woke myself up struggling, and moaning. My wife was awake, and rather than wake me up, she just let me work through it, I guess. I don't know. It's like, what the hell's going on here? And the last few nights I've stayed up too late, 10:30, 11 o'clock. Get up at 5 or 6 in the morning, that's just not... It's just not cutting it. And perhaps I can take a nap today. I don't know. We'll see. I need to make yogurt today, too. Ooh. Big, big yuck. Big whoopee. I remember when making yogurt was like, oh, this is a big deal. I'm going to make some yogurt. And now it's like, oh, damn it. I've got to make some more yogurt. I want to make enough yogurt that I can do tandoori chicken. The recipe I have for tandoori chicken is to mix some tandoori spice with yogurt and then coat the chicken with the spiced yogurt, and let it marinate for 5 or 6 hours. And I should have done it. I'm trying to get coordinated here so that I have yogurt and chicken at the same time. And I've been having a little bit of trouble with the logistics of that. we wouldn't think it would be such a big deal. Full shade. Feels great. It's going to be hot when I turn this corner and head east, but first mile's the hardest. I've been having trouble with my new glasses. The same trouble that I had with the old glasses, and I've come to a realization that it's not the glasses. It's the headphones. The headphones pressing in on the bows of the glasses and my ears are causing a certain amount of, no, not a certain amount, a whole hell of a lot of discomfort. In large part because I wear the headphones. Like, I sit down at the computer and I put on the headphones. And then I have to remember to take off the headphones when I stand up. And so I have a Bluetooth headset, but the desktop that I use, get ready, coming up on that, say it with me, monk post. The desktop I have does not support Bluetooth. And I thought, well, what the hell, it's okay, I can just, you know, use the wired headphones. Today I'm going to get a dongle. Today I'm going to get a Bluetooth receiver and use my Bluetooth headset on the computer at least 6 or 8 hours of the day. I don't know how long the headset will last. I may have to buy a second headset so that I can be charging one while I'm using one. But even if I can just get a little bit of a break from the headphones that aren't pressing on the sides of my face, sides of my head, I suspect that's going to go a long way toward alleviating some of the difficulty I'm having with wearing glasses. So we'll see how that works. In other news, my wife rented a month's worth of Disney Plus so that we could watch Hamilton. So 4th of July afternoon, that was our celebration of America's exceptional colonialism. I'm crossing the street so I can walk in the shade. Okay, this side of the street has a lot of mature, what are they, maples? They're not maples. Not sure what they are. And of course, it's 8:30, and the alarm to remind me that I have therapy in half an hour just went off because I forgot it was set. Good morning. The dog is taking great exception to me. It's a little, I want to call it a Sheltie. It's a little collie looking dog. It's about 2.5 times bigger than a Chihuahua. Chris, I don't know if he's taking exception with me or just with everything that's going on. An excitable little dog. Cross back over. So anyway, I'll patch these two files together when I get them home. Problems with my reading glasses is that when I take them off, I'm finding a difficulty for my eyes to adjust back to being able to deal with the monovision. Welcome to summer. Which we will be dealing with for the next 4 months. July, August, September, most of October. Yeah, well, it is what it is. Guy coming up behind me. I can hear him walking and panting. Just gonna step out of the way and let him go by. Good morning. See me. He walked right by me. I said good morning and he looked behind him. So here we are, another day, walking past the park, some pretty thistles blossoming, all kinds of shades of green out here. There's a very yellow green down near the lowest part of the land. And there's some yellow heads on fields of green. And right here by the road, it's mostly just yellow. By the sidewalk. The city has gone through with a mower, taken out 2 feet. I wonder if I'll see prickly white poppy this year. Where were they last year? They were right in there somewhere. Get off the sidewalk here and let these people go by. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Literal cloud of little flies, like fruit fly size. I thought I would see the spots in front of my eyes, and then I realized it was ghost flies. Oh, my daylilies are blossoming. Oh, that's unexpected. They've been ignored for so long. And they really need to be dug up and spread out, and separated and replanted. And yeah, I just don't have the spoons for that kind of stuff. I need to hire a gardener. Get that fence fixed. Anyway, in the shade, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.